So that's a bloodwood tree, Richard, is it? Behind you?
It is, yeah. Bloodwood.
Yeah, I hadn't seen them before, but are they all around this area?
No. You see them patches coming along.
Yep.
But all of a sudden we come onto this patch here, probably, I don't know, 5 kilometres square.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of limestone here.
Mm.
I don't know what's as well, it must be 40 something, 39 as well?
30, I think.
30.
I think it's 30.
Yeah. So, just shallow water table. But there's a lot of this.
And
you can hear all the birds, you know. They love this area, yeah.
And the other night we're talking, you mentioned about the stars.
Mm.
And the earth, and with your sort of religion, if you could call it that, you feel that's all watching over you. And I never saw it like that before, but I really felt like that concept, you know, like the stars, the trees, the earth is watching over you. And that's why you do good. Like, as a Christian feels God's watching them and they have to be good, but you feel the earth is
one God, yeah.
You feel the earth is watching you, and that's...
Yes.
They're watching you. All, everything's watching you all the time.
We're part of the universe, you know?
Yeah.
So it's we're created by nature, and we're part of the universe, and everything revolves around that, you know? Yeah. We're just one.
Yeah.
So that's all our spirituality and beliefs is... with Mother Earth and everything else that's created.
It's interesting because you know we talked also about punishments and you know why do people do good, but to have to walk through the bush and feel like everything is sort of observing you, and it sort of makes you want to be a good person if you see it that way, because you have to be responsible, because all the bush and the trees are sort of watching you and you're acting on their behalf, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think it's a really nice concept, you know.
It is. And a whole natural thing is pushing you and everyone else towards that, you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Be more with nature. Care about nature. It's beautiful. It's paradise for all the birds that we hear. You know, they're in harmony.
Mm.
And we're all sharing this space out in the wilderness with him, and we're going to share it in a way to have that respect and look after it.
Mm. Yeah. And I mean, if you're sort of stuck, you know, if you're in the city and, you know, it's a bit of a concrete jungle, I mean, you can see the sunrise a bit, but you don't really, you just definitely don't get the aspect of how beautiful the earth is unless you're out here, you know, watching the sun up and, you know, experiencing and sitting with part of it. You really have to, I mean, we are part of the earth, but a lot of people don't live part of the earth, do they? Because they're in cities. So it's really important to get out here, isn't it?
That's right. They isolate themselves away from nature.
Mm.
And that's how this system is developed.
Mm.
For you to work pretty well for 5-7 days a week, you know, and just not have that... free time to spend, take your kids out bush, take your kids camping, spend with the family and enjoy it, you know. Yeah, we seem to create this concrete jungle, which is just a short term, you know. It dissolves, it breaks down, and you've got to continue to keep fixing it.
Yeah.
When nature has its own way, it just keeps evolving, you know, and she fixes everything, you know.
Yeah.
Mm. And all we got to do is just maintain and care.
Yeah. Mm. There's a comment went up today, or last night I saw, that someone said they've learnt more in a couple of your 30-minute talks than they did in 5 years of high school. I think a lot of people could relate to that. You know?
Yes, that's it. And that's why I always sort of say, like, my... upbringing since I was I left my family and the Hall's family took me over was okay, you've got to learn this new way, you know, which is English, reading and writing and arithmetic, doing math.
Mm.
there's your life skills, you know. Yeah. Then you build on that.
Yeah. Mm. And we also mentioned, like, you know, I said, well, I suppose I'm Australian because that's just, you know, that's me. And Darren would always identify as Thai, you know. She's not going to be an Australian. She's always a Thai person. How do you feel you identify, you know, like as an Indigenous man or as an Australian man, or how do you feel about that?
Look, I don't sort of class myself any different from anyone else, and like I said, I'm just a being, just an energy, just part of nature and earth.
Yeah.
And but yet, like your wife, she's Thai, but their beliefs is like ours. That we've got to care for our elderly, and we make sure the spirits are released back into earth and back into nature. So, and their culture is pretty well the same. So it's global, but people don't see that. There's a connections, links.
Yeah. The closer that communities live to the land, the closer they end up to your similar beliefs, you know, because Darren's, all her uncles are all farmers, and, you know, in the car she's been talking about how similar, you know, so many things are, you know. She really feels a connection because that's all the stories that you're telling, you know, is stories that her grandfather's told in about how, how they're connected with the earth, and it's amazing, and that's just sort of developed over, you know, thousands of years to be sustainable, really. Yes. Real sustainability, isn't it?
Sustainable, you know, yeah. Because the way we're going as humans in the Western society is that, you know, we're polluting the ocean. You look at the mess, the rubbish, and look at the mess and rubbish that we're piling up, you know. We just seem to create all these things, and we don't know what to do with them, you know. But if you can work with a lot of the Indigenous ways and ideas and cultures, and you can work towards blending all that back into a usable material, which is can be part of nature.
It's about respect, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
That bag that I gave you, the Respect a Bush bag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's written respect for a reason, because respect's one of the big words that we've lost and we're lacking, you know. And respect for the bush and respect for others, and you know, it's nice to this trip, you know. I've been a lot of trips, but you know, Cape York and Simpson, there's toilet paper everywhere, eh? On this trip, I haven't seen a single piece of rubbish.
No, it's fantastic, eh? You know,
have you seen any rubbish on the side of the road?
No.
At a camp?
No.
I haven't seen one piece.
No. It's that, you know, people can't, they take their own rubbish with them. They burn any toiletries, anything like that. And you can dig a hole, but then you've got the dingoes that'll dig it up again. So you're better off just lighting the piece of paper, burning it, than covering whatever mess you leave, you know?
No, it's been really good. And all right, mate, well, it's getting a bit noisy, and the camps are all packing up, so we might leave it there this morning. We can have a bit more chat later on if we get a chance.
Yeah, let's do that.